staat dat de Gidoa aan Holach Ma'anyo says name of his father. So he brings a very interesting medrash. Ruya Hoy Yisrael Lukas B'Makas Orav. Chai Yisrael deserved to receive Makas Orav instead of Mitzrayim or with Mitzrayim, I'm not sure. Elash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hilka Es HaMitzriyim Aleihem. The pasuk says the person gave Mitzrayim. Pashut is like a kaifer for Klal Yisrael. So he wants to know why Orav, why did Klal Yisrael deserve to have Makas Orav? Okay. So he brings a Rabbeinu Bachai. The Mashen Ishtabla Mitzrayim Hoy Bavur the Yad Oni Ve'Evyon Lo Hichziku. The word sorry ayin is ga'ala b'gematria tough lamed kishnais galusam. Okay, next step is he says we know that a person doesn't do tztaka loses his tzelem alakim, and meila when there's no tzelem alakim the animals are not scared of the people. Was removed from them, and therefore they deserve to be received Makas Orev. Okay, now he says according to that, if you took Mizem Amorim Zal B'Medrash Avkir, Kishayotzi Yisum Mitzrayim, Kors to Bris Lasois Chesed Zeim Ze. So they made a bris to do Chesed. So what does it do with the Yisus Mitzrayim? That they should make this bris now. They realized that the Shibul is because they didn't do stock of a chesed, and therefore when they left, they were garment to do stock of a chesed. And that's why we start the Haggadah with Holach Ma'anya, Kodich Vinyetzer Yecho, we offer other people, etc. So I'm not sure what to do with this, because the Medrash Avkir. We don't have an actual extant Medrash Avkir exactly, so the exact nusach of Medrash Avkir is interesting. He quotes the Medrash is Kishayot Yisum Mitzrayim, but in terms of Leo, Perich of Gimel, Kishahoyu Yisum Mitzrayim, Niskabzu Kulam B'Yoshu Yachad. They came together as a group. Mishum Shahoyu Kulam B'Guda Achaz, because they were one group. Because of Bris Yachad, Shiyasu Gimel Chasadim Zayim Zayim. They made a Bris that they're going to do Gemilas Chesed to each other in Mitzrayim. Yeshua believe on Bris of Ram Yitzhak Yaakov, they're going to keep the Bris of Ram Yitzhak Yaakov, Velabad, Savim, Shashamayim, Labad, they're only going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoyanichu Lashon, Mes Yaakov, Avim, they're not going to stop speaking Lashon HaKadosh, Shol Yomadu Lashon Mitzrayim, they're not going to learn Lashon Mitzrayim, Nei Darche of the Elilim, because that will draw them to the Vodazara. And then the Mitzrayim challenged them that if you join us and serve our gods, we will lessen your burden. We're not going to do that. If you stop doing the Bris Milah, we're going to lessen your burden. We're not going to do that. And the Medrash continues. So the Medrash, the Tanya Yo says, the Eliyahu Novi is teaching this, right? Baruch Subas. When they were in Mitzrayim, they already made this bris of Gemilas Chesed. So I attempted to find the exact lashon of the Medrash out here in various different ways, and I was not successful. I don't know. It's quite an indictment that he's saying over here that they were tzoyayin and yad evyon lechaziku. It seems to me from the Pesukim that that's not exactly how we should see it. I mean, there are definitely elements were not like that. So the Chavetz Chaim in Avos Chesed in the Hakdama. So one of the things that he talks about in the Sefer, he points out that how we find the concept of Chesed is woven throughout the Torah. So he goes through the parshiyos of the Torah, how it's mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha, it's mentioned Parshas Vayera, Parshas Chayesara, Vayetze, Vayishlach, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayichi, Ubashmois. So the chesed that the Pesukim talk about, that they were willing to put themselves, their lives in sakana to save somebody else. Chazal said they were maspik ma'im mozen lo yodas aniyos. It says v'tchiyenas yeladim. So Rashi says, "What's this loss of my tchenas aliyadim?" Already said that that mesapkas la ma'im umozen. Shemesh Rabbi says the loss of the Shemesh Rabbi is that they gave it not to the children but to the women. They took care of the women as well. Okay. The Gemara in Sotah says that they took care of the children. Vayetze alachov vayar b'siv l'sam. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out. Shenasan liba liyas meitzer b'doigalim. So the Medrash has a long arichus about Moshe Rabbeinu leaving the palace, going out, taking off his cloak, putting his shoulder to their burden, coming back to Paro, convincing them to give them a day off. And then it says, end of the parsha, Yukushutra b'nei Yisrael. So the Shutra b'nei Yisrael took the maka, took the hit, the makas from the noigzim, instead of the noigzim otzim lemar kalum asechen v'yom yomoy, by Yukushutra b'nei Yisrael, asher somo lehim noigzim paro lemar, madula kilisim chochem lebern kismo shal shem, gam tmol gam hayon. So Rashi says, the Shutra m'rchosim al chavreim, m'ledochkom, and when it was too little, they got the malchus, and there was because of that the kumas and hedrim and etzim in a ruach hashem moshe behusam aleihem, and that's the psukim later on in parshas baloischa. So I don't know whether there were people of Klaisa where with tsarayim, but there's clearly you have the mialdos. But you have a whole group of people in Klaisa, the shoytrim, who allow themselves to be hit, that they shouldn't pressure somebody else in Klal Yisrael. Extraordinary Madrega. Extraordinary Madrega. Okay, so then maybe we should go back to the question, the Chidor's question. Why is it important at the beginning of the Haggadah that we talk about this idea of doing chesed? B'chlal, the korban pesach has to be eaten medafka with a chabura. It's not eaten by a person by himself. It's eaten medafka. It's shared with others as well. Furthermore, I was just thinking about Moshe Rabbeinu's biography. Basically, the only thing we know about Moshe Rabbeinu's biography is that he was born as an extraordinary person, right? Chazal said that there was an or when he was born. They saw an or in the Tevez Goyma, and he was Nesibel Mechaberot. He went out. He obviously was some. He did something about it, etc. Okay, later on, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared. He sees the next day that there's two people fighting. He says, "Mi samcha leish." So he's scared. He says, "Okay, now the matter is known." He saw people who speak lashon hara. So he said, "If they have lashon hara, they're not going to be deserved of being nigal." He sees lashon hara is the sibo to be menei of the gula. Now I understand why. Why do they deserve to have a Avodas Parach? And I understand why. Because if they say Lashon Hara, it makes sense. So I was being this burn a little bit in the Nakud over here, and I want to suggest something. So on this Rashi, Morale says something. Revolbo takes it in his Chelem Beis in the Marocha on Bitochen. Okay. He talks about the Nakuda of Bitochen and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he talks about the Nakuda of that. The mitzvah of tznius is a necessary mitzvah to allow a person to have the madrega of hashkacha in his life. Okay, so he brings the Gra'aria in this pasuk. Hamer says a yesh b'tam nifla, kimi sheyesh b'mitzvah zayis, and a royal gula. Can't get the gula. Fisha gula. He nimshachas mi madrega panimis al yoyno she'ena begoli. Gula comes from a very high place in Shemayim, which is not obvious. It's not visible. Mishem megal devarim hefech zeh shadobe madrega tachtoyno behi nikris madrega gluya v'chitzoyno. A person who's revealing things that shouldn't be revealed is the opposite of that. When he saw klaisa hadilaturin, now they're right for shibud and they're not going to be right for gula. He says, well, all the Musharim do that too. Gossip is not only doesn't only belong to the Jews. I would like to believe maybe you know we have challenges in it. But on the other hand, at least there's some awareness of the Avera, the concept. Because that's what they are. So they're not displaced because they belong where they are. But for the Jews are displaced because we're not acting what we really are. We really are a world of the Uman Mutzno. And when we allow ourselves to be schlepped out of that, that's the state of Golus. And that's why we seem to have a bigger Yetzer Hara for Lashon Hara, he says, than any other nation. When they do that, it brings Golus, and it brings shibud. So when the goy does it, it's not a chiddush. So that doesn't call out this whole reaction to it. When a Jew does it, it's a terrible thing. So the Rukuni wants to tie that the morale is saying that the midah of tznius is the midah which belongs to Klal Yisrael, and the midah of the being able to be miskasha to Kodesh Baruch was the midah of tznius, and that's what will cause hashkachal yayno, which when it applies to the whole nation, that's called geula. And the Chelek Aleph, he has a long arichus that in the last shahr in the Perakes, the hashkacha and geula really are one and the same. Hashkacha is on a personal level, and geula is on the national level. It's the mitzvah of hashkacha, of the awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu's reality in a person's life. We spoke last week, 2 weeks ago, excuse me for that, about this Nakudah of Tznius vis-a-vis Esther. So Chazal said that the two gulas, the gula of Purim and the gula of Pesach, go together. The reason why Purim is an Adar Sheni is in Masma Gula the Gula, that the two gulas really have an element of kesher between the two of them, and therefore she put them next to each other. Which means the Pasha of the Mor means Betzim, the Mechoikis and the Mechoikis and the Mor Nador, Mechoikis and Halacha. Which Adar is the real Adar? Is the real Adar, is the extra month the 13th month, or is the extra month the 12th month? So if you understand that, like this Gemara seems to say the extra month really is the 13th month, and really Purim belongs in the first Adar, because that's Adar. This is an extra month. We call it Adar Hasheni because we need a name for it. But really, it's just the added month. So why are you putting Purim in the second month? You just put it in the first month. That's a very significant point. We spoke about in the Kura that the Gula of Esther was through the meat of Tznius. He said, what does the Tznius mean? The Tznius means how she dressed. That's not relevant, obviously. So Tznius was that she didn't talk. So he said, didn't talk? Adarab. The Maral says in Akdama that the Gula is only shy through the meat of Tznius. So all of a sudden, when she needs the meat of Tznius, she talks. So it can't be. So what does it mean? He said, Rachel Amanda was described that she had the meat of Tznius. Because she gave her the simonim. It's nothing to do with how she dressed. So that's not the point. The point is, tznius is the ability to be selfless. To be matznia yourself. The ability to see somebody else instead of yourself. To be see beyond yourself and see the world. See the reality of what's happening around everybody around you. Be able to tap into their reality and what's happening with them and their feelings and their emotions. Which, that's the meat of Noisa Balam Chaveroi. I'm able to push it, tap into your reality. So you're being matznia yourself. The Rosh Hashanah created a bria. He's called the Uman Mutzna. In a certain sense, the Rosh Hashanah was matznia himself. He made the world, the bria for us. He didn't make it for himself. So he took himself out of the picture in the sense of he's not the focus. We're the focus. So the only way we can be mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu is when we do the same thing. When we take ourselves out of the picture. That's Dester in Mr. Leon Chelik Aleph talks about that the Bershim is a noisein. And we're created as noitlim. The nature of a human being is that children take very much. But to be able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu is a noisein. He brings a medrash that talks about that the Rosh, even Pischa Gehenim, doesn't do tshuva. He says, what doesn't do tshuva? Like, you know, what's the Yetzirah? And I said, that's not the point. The point is that he can't. He can't change who he is. After you die, you are what you are. So you can't be mischaber unless you're an oisin. And he was an oitl. He's an oitl. The Welt says, one of these, I don't know who dreamt these things up, you know, says a person was Nifter, and he was Zoycha because of his Gaval Gesitkas. He was Zoycha to get to show him what Gehenim looks like and what Gan Eden looks like. They take him to see Gan Eden. You know, he sees this big banquet hall, and everybody's sitting there, and everybody's enjoying themselves very much, and it's Gaval Gesitkas. Well, okay, now let's go see Gehenim, He sees a big banquet hall, and everybody's sitting there very, very, very sad. He says, so what's the difference? What's Pshat? He says, over here, The serving pieces, the pieces that you used to eat, are very long. You can't really reach; they don't fit to your mouth. So the people which are givers have an einfall. They reach; they feed the person across the table to the other side. The people who are takers never thought about the idea of feeding somebody else. So they're spending the whole time trying to figure out how they can get for themselves. So they have all this luscious food in front of them, and they're getting more and more starving, and they can't get the food because they can't take. The einfall, they give to the guy across the table. They never think of. The tzaddikim, they give over to the other side. And the rishoyim are busy figuring out how to take for themselves. So that's the Welt's, you know, one of these stories. Yeah, it's a cute story, whatever it is. You know, I have no idea what it looks like, but I don't think it looks like that. But the Nakuda, that the definition of godless in a person is that he's a giver, not a taker, that we all understand. That the definition of the difference between immaturity and maturity is a person who's immature thinks about himself. A person who's mature is able to think about other people. He shoulders responsibility, which means in English, responsibility is that you have to think about everybody else around you. That's what it means. Klaus is going from the stage of, as it were, immaturity into the stage of they're maturing into the Am Hashem. So the description of the person who's going to lead them out to be that person who's going to lead them to that direction is Moshe Rabbeinu. So the description of Moshe Rabbeinu is one thing. That he leaves, he's by Yigdal, he matures. And what is the definition of maturity? He goes out of the palace of the king, where he can live in the lap of luxury, and is by Yarbasiv L'Esom. That's all we have to know about him. If you can define it, once you have that meter, which we will call sneis, i.e., that it's not about you, you're hiding yourself out of the picture. So yes, there's an expression of that, it's sneis, I don't want to call attention to myself because it's not about me. So I don't need to wear the flashy clothes to call attention, because, like, why would I? What's it do with me? I'm not thinking about myself, I'm thinking about somebody else. The person who walks through the world and does that can be the one who can be takes that to Klal Yisrael. That you can leave the matter says he goes and he puts his shoulder over there and he cries, says, "I wish I could be in place of you," and he meant it. This is the Tanai for Yetzias Mitzrayim. The problem with Lashon Hara. We grab it. What's the problem with Lashon Hara? The Rambam says over that, you know, that his mother never learned the Lashon Hara. His mother never spoke Lashon Hara in her life. Because she was such a person who was so in tune with other people's feelings, and she cared so much, she never could dream of saying something which would hurt somebody. Because all she wanted to do was make people feel good and take care of people. The problem of Lashon Hara, the root of all Lashon Hara is, the focus is I'm upset, I'm angry, I'm jealous. There's always that word I in the beginning of the conversation. So Mimela are not I, but my chug, my people, my group, my this. There's always that possessive of me in the picture. If I'm thinking about the other person, why would I speak Lashon Hara about him? Like, it's not shayach. We spoke one time that the nakuda of Lashon Hara is it's the Baruch Hu created this phenomenal gift called speech, with which I can make people happy and I can help people. And why would I want to waste it on hurting somebody? It's a total waste. Even when I speak something which is seemingly innocuous, but it's a waste of an opportunity. I could put a smile on somebody's face. Why am I not doing that? We mentioned that most people, when they daydream. When you dream, you sort of dream about yourself. You know, what I'm going to do, what I did. Your mind sort of wanders to you. Like, that's sort of what happens, right? Most people. You know, depending on what your vision of what that means, you know, I'm going to become the big gvir, I'm going to become the big tzaddik, the big talmud chacham, whatever it is, but if we dream about me, you know. Most people think, you know, it's not his daydream, I'm just thinking about my guy, my friend across the street, he's going to become such a big tzaddik. You know, I don't hear most people, that's not one of those daydreams. I had this person was involved in a difficult situation, and he was like, and he was depressed, he was down, I said, you know what, you need to get involved in doing chesed. And I suggested he gets involved in a certain organization, etc. And I chapped one time, he was talking to me, I chapped him, he daydreams about how he could help the organization. What he could do to make it, you know, be more successful, be able to raise more money, reach more people, help more people. His daydreams are about other people. He's a different person now. That person, there's so much more light in his life. There's so much more seeing the other person, seeing other people. That same person is the person with Kadosh Baruch Hu is part of their life also. Because, like the Stipler writes, it says that the biggest impediment to Emunah is when you're focusing on yourself. The Bria screams at Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when you're busy thinking about yourself, you don't notice it. Avraham Avinu is the Mura Chesed. Avraham Avinu is the person who came to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Bria screams, the Bria yells that there's a master, that there's a Bere, that he's a mativ, he cares. There's so much that it says to us. We don't hear it because we're busy daydreaming about ourselves. So the Moshe Rabbeinu hears that people in Klal Yisrael are Bali Lashon Hara. He says, Oyvei. What does that mean? They went to Paro for what reason? because they have a national patriotic duty to Paro, because they felt they're going to get some benefit for themselves by being Malshin. So you have the Shorcha B'nai Yisrael, which are willing to take the Makkah on their own back physically for somebody else, and you have these individuals which are going and being Malshin on a Jew to Paro. I can't judge. I don't know. You know, we can't talk about, you know, the people in Tanakh. But you had the people during the Holocaust. You know, the people who used their positions for their own advantage to the detriment of other people. You had people who put their lives on the line to save somebody else. Moshe Rabbeinu says that Geula requires that we put our lives on the line for somebody else. That's the only way that Christ is going to be the Am Hashem, that the Bereshit is going to be able to be in our midst, is when our focus is not ourselves. It's interesting, the Parsha, we're about to come to Matan Torah, and Yisro says Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting down and he's teaching Him Ocharos. So he says, what are you doing over there? He says, what is this about? So he says, the Russian says the Russian that Yisro tells Moshe that the Russian what you should do is teach Klal Yisrael the Sederach Yechubav as a Ma'aseh Shoyasu. They should get married. It's a Derek Mils Chosadim. Yelchu Bo is talking about Yelchu is Bikrachav and Bo is Kursa Mesim. It's a Maisa, it's Din, Shoyasu, and Timur Shur Sadim. More Bar Matsiyah. Like, you're going to get all these people, we're going to teach Klal Yisrael, this is the Hakdomo. What are you going to teach them? You're going to teach them how to act properly vis-a-vis somebody else. Why? When they became Taka, one unit, they were cursed to priests to do Gemil Chesaram with each other. Whether it's in Mitzrayim, like the Tanveo says, it was when they left Mitzrayim, like the Medrash Avker says, they understood that this is not just, it's a nice thing, Gemil Chesaram. It's a Tanaya Ma'akiv and who you are, what life is about. Whether you're Royal Agula or not, whether you're Royal Kabbalah Satara or not, whether you can relate to a Kadosh Baruch Hu properly, are you a person that focuses yourself? And then none of these things are going to work. You're not Royal Agula, you're not Royal Fatara, you can't be Makabbalah Torah, you can't relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can't do anything. And if you are, you have all those things. That was a time Ma'akev in every single step of the process. So they build the Mishkan, so the Chet is Chet Egel. They're worried about themselves. The Bereshit said no. The Bereshit said, listen, you know, Bereshit, I understand you said no, but I'm more important. I'm scared. The Tikkun is a building of is a Mishkan with the Nediva slave, the Nediva slave, the Nediva slave, the Nediva slave. It's like again and again and again and again. That when you can make your focus to give, v'nosenu, you can make a focus to give and not to take, then you'll have the Russian's presence in your midst. And that's Geula. Geula is the Russian's presence in our midst. We want that. We want that. That's Hashkoch in our lives, and that's Geula. And that's what the Bamaral means, but that's the meat of Tznius. That the Russian should leave the Shemesh Shemaim and come down to us. When we make ourselves open to him, he will come down to us. That's the Hashkoch in our lives, and that's the Geula. So we open up the Haggadah with Kodich and Yesav Yechel.